Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Turn to an expert on that, a guy that understands that, also understands that relationship of trying to get the work in before the season starts. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's a former running back of the Browns. He calls Spectrum Sports home right now when he does his post-game shows there after Browns games. He is Jamal White. Hello, Jamal. Hello.
Who do you do those with, Jamal?
What's good? What's good, everyone?
How are you?
Oh, well, you know, just chilling. To answer your question, I do it with Andy. I think that you just asked me who do I do those with.
I did.
Know. Oh, Jeff did. Jeff
has. Yeah. Obviously – Andy, I know Jeff asked me, so that was us answering his question. So, yeah, I do those with Andy. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's good. That's always good. I hear he's a good guy. Looking forward to meeting him at some point.
See how I teed you guys up for a nice plug?
That was very nice of you, Jeff. I appreciate that. By the way, Jamal, you big week for you, right? You got any kids going to States and track? He's a track coach.
Just a pole vaulter. He's really good, man. So all of our other athletes got put out on – what was it, on Friday, but best of luck to Nate down in Columbus. I won't be able to be there, but he'll do a good job. For
all
sure.
Right. And you were a sprinter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm just making sure. I figured if you made it to the NFL, you probably were a sprinter.
Well, most NFL guys, people don't understand, most NFL guys do track. That's one of the requirements that, you got to maintain some speed, get some form, so it's a good thing to do track.
Can you tell the difference in a guy that's done multiple sports or a guy that's run track when you're playing with them in the NFL, track?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely you can tell the difference because the quickness stuff is one thing, but when you get in the open field and they get into their form and start running, you know what they're about because they keep their head straight. They keep going like Nick Chubb, big track dude. You know what I mean? People don't even know that about him probably, but that's what he did. He ran track. So most running backs, when they're running, you see them looking around. The guy that ran track, they know keep your head straight and run, and that's what he does all the time.
All right, just let me pick your brain here before we get to the Browns. Have you seen this Bo Jackson kid from VASJ? Have you seen him run yet?
Oh,
man, that kid looks like he's ready for the NFL right now.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, this kid, he looks I remember watching.
No pressure there, Andy.
Well, I just, you know, Jeff, here's what you'll understand this. I think people around town will understand this too. When you saw LeBron play high school basketball, you knew it didn't look right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when to watch this kid, Bo Jackson, run track.
Isn't his name Lamar?
Yeah, that's his
Bo
trigger.
Jackson?
The kid is just like, it's the same feeling you have when you watch LeBron in high school.
Like, you said he runs track or is he playing football?
Well, I watched him run track a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh my God, this kid's got an NFL body, and he's maybe 16 or 17. So I don't want to put any pressure on him, but, man, I'm going to say I bought his jersey when
he
was in high school.
Too late, Jamal.
I'm telling you, this kid, I mean, just off the hook. Off the hook, good. All right, so OTAs are going on right now in Berea. As a player, like, what do you get out of those, and what are they actually learning, and how important are they?
I think they're important, especially for rookies coming in. Not so much like veterans if the offense stays the same and all that stuff, but it's good just to get in with the guys, especially with quarterbacks and all that, like being around your team, the people that you're going to be with. And the biggest thing is they start doing the installments of the playbook. So everybody thinks that your playbook is these little – folders just like what you get during the game week, but nah, man, you got like it's like going to school all over again. So OTAs is about studying, being around the guys, actually being there, getting to know the coordinators, getting to know your position coach, I mean, just getting the feel of the NFL, because you're going to be there with guys who have been around for a minute. And then the other biggest part is to be around the veterans, man, because the veterans pick up on guys that's going to listen to them, like, right now. You know what I mean? They don't sit there and just shoot the crap with people who ain't trying to benefit the team or who's not trying to listen. So being around the veterans is easy, and you can ask a ton of questions. That's what I did, man. Like, that's how me and Roman got real tight, and Eric Rhett and all those guys. So, like, when I went to OTAs, well, my first OTAs was with Indianapolis, and I met Peyton, Edrin, Marvin, all those cats. Like, I sat there and I just listened a lot, you know what I mean? Because they know the game. So I think that's one of the biggest parts, but the installment of the playbook and understanding calls and what's going to happen during the game, it's big, man.
Jamel, could you run through what it's like during a week as far as your level of coaching and dealing with, because we're going to hear from the coordinators today, your head coach, your coordinators, your position coach. I mean, as a running back, how much time do you spend with each? Who do you learn? I mean, who's the guy you listen to most? How does that work?
So you listen most to the position coach, because you got to think about there's different levels to it, right? So the head coach, he oversees everything. He's not really in your meetings like that. You know, the offense coordinator, he might bring you guys in together as a group and say, okay, listen, this is what we're going to do. This is the installments. So they'll install what's going to happen. Then from that, in the morning, you break up and then you go with your position coach. Now you're getting really into the installment. Like, so they're telling you, you know, here's a defense that you're going to see. If this defense pops up, who do you block? Who has this assignment? And then what's the audible? Like, what would you do if somebody comes? What's your route? All that good stuff. So when you're in your position meeting, they give you like a slip of all the plays that are going to run that day. So you don't walk into practice not knowing what's going to happen. You walk in there. You may not know the defense that's going to be called against that play, but you know that play. So when you go out there, it's up to your position coach to coach you up on all that stuff. And then once you hit the field, you need to know what's going on, because it's like just going to school. So you break out of your meeting with everybody, and then you go into another classroom. And then that classroom, you're just in there with your position. So if it's like, let's just say if there's like 10 running backs in the room, all 10 of you guys are learning the same thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the difference is when you get out in the field, who's going to do it better? You know what I'm saying? Who's going to be paying attention? Who ain't going to make the mistakes? You know, they start – it's just like going to school. So they find out if you're coachable, if you're listening, if you're a visual learner, or do you have to go out there and you have to actually do it? So it's like I said, man, I know I keep saying it, but it's like leaving school – and going to school again. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what it is.
Jamel, let me throw this one at you, because I don't know how to feel, because if it was optional, I don't feel like a player has to be there. And so I can't get real mad if they're not telling a guy he's got to be there. But Myles Garrett, again, there's a report today that he's not at OTAs. Yet this guy, you know, he's a leader. He's a captain, right? I mean, should he be there? You tell me. Like, what's the feeling on that? Like, I could see the coaching staff saying, I don't understand why a guy's not here. Does he really want to, you know, then you start questioning. But again, it's Myles Garrett. And it's, I mean, if it was that important, it would be mandatory. So I'm curious from a player's perspective on what that makes you think. I also think it creates opportunity for guys that aren't getting reps. So you tell me.
Well, this is just me, and I could just tell you about me and how I felt. I have never been in a sport from when I was little to even in the NFL to where optional means it's really optional. That don't mean optional to me. Like, if you have it, that means I need to be there. So I was always there. I always treated everything like it was mandatory for me. You know what I mean? Like, so that's just the way I went about my business. I wanted to be there. I wanted to see the faces, get to know the new guys. Also, I wanted to see – I wanted – the organization to see how serious I was about doing it. But also, you got to remember, my contract wasn't like Myles Garrett's. Like, they ain't, they ain't getting rid of Myles Garrett. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting rid of Myles. So it's, I want to be there. I want to show them that I want to be here. And plus, for me, when I was in the NFL, I'm putting stock in myself. So I'm showing Cleveland, hey, I want to be here. So when they go have their coaches meetings after every practice, because that's what they do, and they go watch tape, they're looking like, you know what? Dude, Jamel's a veteran, but he's here at the, all the camps, and he don't even need to be here. So that, to me, that goes a long way. But my contract wasn't like his, and I can understand, you know, certain people looking that way when they have big contracts. But on the other hand, there's other cats with big contracts that's at those. You know what I mean? They make it a point to be there. So I just think it's a preference when it comes to the player and what they believe. But my belief is, when you're doing the sport, and let's just say for basketball, they have open gyms, but it's optional. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine, because the rules say you have to say it's optional. But the player in your head, you got to understand, I ain't never been around a coach that means optional. That means mandatory with a wink, wink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also, I always look at that as opportunity. If you're Alex Wright or Isaiah Thomas, you're a guy who's behind Myles Garrett, and Myles isn't there. Well, if those two guys are fighting out to be his backup, the guy that's working unbelievably hard right now, hey, you know, he may not see a lot of playing time during the regular season, but isn't this where you can solidify a spot on special teams? This is a spot where you want to make sure the coaches are talking about you after practice, every practice, because they're going to be like, man, I wish I could find another spot for that guy to play because he's behind Myles, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the dudes that's brand new coming in, that's where they're going to make their money at first, is they got to do special teams. You know what I mean? Like, if they're invested in somebody, they're going to stay invested in that person until an opportunity comes up for you to where it's like, all right, do we really need to bring this person back when we have this guy? So you want, like you said, like when you go there, you want to shine, you know, but the biggest part is that's the first part of the work. That's the first frame of it. But then you go into training camp, that's the next frame of it. Then when you go into preseason, that's when you really lock it down, because now they have a history with you. They know your work ethic. They know how you get down. They know how you approach games. They know how you approach practice. So now they're looking at it like, okay, this person right here, we may be able to invest something in this person because they have a track record with us.
Super friend of the show, Jamel White, former Browns running back. You can see him on Spectrum Sports throughout the Browns season. Thank you, Jamel. Appreciate you big time.
No problem, my man.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.